Hi, everybody. Well, I guess this is probably the first Friday in the new year, if you are in the new year. So the day today is January 6th, and whatever year you're in, we'll just leave it at that. So let's clear that for you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up the light beams now on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on in your life, think of it now. And we'll release the, we'll get you off of that one program. Remember, what you're thinking of, remember, you could have 1,000 times of hurting your toe, but right now your toe's hurting. So when you think about it, you have the most recent timeline that you're looking at. And that's what holds you captive. Now, naturally, if I clear it and your toe still hurts, that'll be the second timeline, okay? That's why you want to keep doing timeline crashing until your toe stops hurting. So I never really talked about it this way, but that's what you do, okay? Or until the situation starts to, get relieved from you or eliminated. So I can get rid of one timeline or your situation right now. So it could be emotional stuff. It could be physical things. That's all they really give you. So here we go. Releasing that one timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what I'm going to be doing is maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour, maybe half past on the show. I'm going to be taking you and turning you, flipping you around, we'll say. Forward flip and back flip to realign your magnetic energies in your body. Right now I'm working with the Nibiru planet, in a sense, the way it's coming in and putting the different planets in the proper orbit so they won't collide and cause havoc here. And it's all basically electromagnetic energy, and your body may not be in sync with it. So we're going to realign your body by doing this. So that'll be coming up about half past on the hour. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you around tonight? This is our paranormal night, so if you have any questions we'd like to bring forward on paranormal, that would be wonderful. And I wouldn't mind having people maybe bring in, tell us what kind of movies they have seen last year that were sort of paranormal. Well, now you have homework that other people might be interested in seeing. So maybe think back and see what you have watched that kind of went, well, that's kind of neat, or, I got some insight on that. Well, that's your homework, so please send us something on clsquestions@yahoo.com. Maybe you've seen, half a dozen of these different particular movies. And anyway, so that's what we can ask you for, so we can help other people to get some more insight. So this is our paranormal night. We'll bring Kathy on. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And yes, Ron, I'm with you on the current timeline in the current year. And as Ron said, today is January 6, 2017. And we are on Station 2, BBS Radio, every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, our host. And as Ron suggested, your recently viewed shows on paranormal subjects would be welcome. Next Friday is our paranormal night. It happens to be Friday the 13th, and that would be kind of fun to share each other's latest viewings of particular new shows that they saw in 2016 that they could give, tell Ron about, so we can add them to the list and have other viewers look at them too if you found anything particularly fascinating or paranormal. And we do have some already that we're going to share tonight. But first, Ron, maybe we should make some announcements about the teleconference tomorrow. I'll let you do that. Over to you.
Yeah, we have our New Year special. Somehow PayPal's kind of goofy right now. I don't know what's going on. They're changing their format or something. And so if you want to get on the call and you have not received the code, so some people have received them, other people haven't, So if you have not, just send me an email, or you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo, and we'll send you out the codes for that, and then you can maybe go on when PayPal gets straightened out, whatever their problem is, you know, to move forward. So as of right now, somehow some people got codes over the last week. Other people haven't received anything. So I don't know what's going on, but the webmaster's checking into it. But regardless, you know, we can do it that way for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, so we'll watch for anyone needing access code numbers, and we'll try and help as best as we can. If you have a receipt you can send that PayPal might have sent with incomplete information, that will help us to help you. And okay, so Ron, I'll be watching the time too, because we don't want to miss that fantastic healing you were talking about. That you're going to do that had to do with the planet energetic electromagnetic fields and getting us in alignment. So I'll watch the time for that. You said about half past?
About half past would be good.
Okay, so that will remind the listeners, too, that Ron has something good for us in store, as always. Okay, so, Ron, some people sent in, one person sent in a testimony, which was very nice, from your Wednesday program, where you, at their request, they had some problems in their arm, and you had for them cleared entities and pain and removed some pins, P-I-N, pin. And they wrote back saying that, wow, that really made a difference, and it felt a lot better. And they really appreciated that. So that was something that Ron did over the radio. And, of course, he also has pin removal teleconferences, because we have a lot of them, apparently. And there is one coming up on the 21st of January that will be our, I think, third or fourth. And Ron says he sees them, as layers get removed, he sees them embedded in us from lifetimes ago, from thousands and thousands of lifetimes ago. And they are one of the sources of physical, misery, maybe, or pain, and definitely do not belong there.
Okay, yeah. I think we have a caller on that has a question about upcoming events or something, so we'll just put them through. So is somebody out there on the BBS phone line?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, go ahead and ask Ron your question.
Yeah, the question was that I signed. That was hoping that you have the New Year intention healing for tomorrow, but I wanted. Yeah. I was having difficulty signing in for that.
What's that again? Can you talk a little slower?
Okay, Ron, I understood her. She needs to just send a request to the clsquestions@yahoo.com so
right.
We can respond to you that way through the email. So the listener had the same situation that has you just announced, Ron, that she couldn't register through PayPal. And some have already registered through PayPal, which is great. But if you had a problem, send what you did get or what you can to clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight. And all the rest of them, maybe if you have a problem tomorrow, to Ron tomorrow, so he can send you the information that you need. Then you can call in. And Ron, they should call in tomorrow at maybe 10 till 1 at Pacific time, would you say?
Sounds about right, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So thank you for calling. Now, we'll get back over to our inbox, because some people have suggested some interesting TV shows or movies, and some were submitted in the past. But they're worth reminding people of, in case we didn't get a chance to get to them. But there's a series called The Leftovers, and what happens is it's on HBO, but people just suddenly disappear into thin air. And it could be a timeline issue if you wanted to see what that's about. And so that's called The Leftovers. And then there's another one someone sent in called Life on Mars. And this is about a detective whose world is turned upside down when he's knocked out by a car. He wakes up in 1973, where he works as a detective in the same town at the same police station, only it's 33 years in the past. So that means no cell phones. You can see similarities and carry over the situation between the two timelines. Wow, that would be really, really something.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that was called Life on Mars, Ron. You want to watch that?
Yeah, and having to know what you know now and what you don't have available to you, that'd be kind of weird.
And you're 33 years younger.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, knowing what you know now, oh, yeah, that would be really great. Another one, Ron, then I'll turn it over to you if you have any suggestions. I recently watched the older movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. In this movie, they show aliens as scientists found in heaven, a trip to hell, which we all know now are a parallel lives, which we could get stuck on if we are not in the now moment, and spirits hopping into bodies. It's interesting that we have these images, but people have a sort of superstition about what's really going on and half-truths about the reality behind it all. Mm-hmm, so true. So that's a good science fiction recommendation called Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Bill and Ted. Okay, I'll have to write that one down, yeah. And if you haven't seen the They Live movie, hopefully everybody has seen that, but that's your groundwork. So look at that one, and everything else will fall into line. So you may wonder what's going on and why people are acting the way they are. Another good movie is the Westworld. That's where they make clones, and they bring clones for prey into a Western backdrop. So they have the guns on and the horses and stuff. And people who are rich, we'll say, are able to pay this company. I think the guy said it's like either $5,000 or $10,000 a day to go back or to be transported into this realm where all these clones are. And they're real, and they have a physical pain and everything else, and then you can do what you want with them in a sense, and you have each day of having that experience. And then the clones kind of catch on to what's going on. They get kind of the memory back of what's happening to them, and they kind of start to rebel. But that's at the very end of it. But the start of it has a couple-minute intro where they have, like, these 3D printers making the bodies and everything. And very interesting. So that's a good one, too. I think that's on Amazon. So anyway, But They Live is a good starter offer. If you haven't watched anything that's interesting or you want to know what's happening, that one, to me, is the starting point for most people to see what's really happening here with these aliens in physical bodies. And they look human until you put the sunglasses on. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and don't watch that movie alone late at night in a dark house. That is a creepy one.
Oh,
okay.
$30,000 a day. Oh, these are for the rich people to interact with clones. Anyway, you might like that movie, everybody. It is very interesting, just because it is. And who knows? we may be those, as far as the aliens, we may look like clones to them, and we could be the ones in that movie. although we have humans and clones, you know, here. But, yeah, when you watch it, you're going to, it's a neat movie to watch. Anyway, it was on HBO Westworld. So hopefully you guys can see that. So anyway, back to you, Kathy. We'll see what's happening out there.
Okay, yeah, Westworld. That's one word, Ron? Yeah. Okay, they can search for it on search engine Westworld on HBO. Okay, well, we got a paranormal experience here. A listener just wrote in, while driving, my radio started suddenly bursting out loud. I never turned the volume on or the radio, and I drive on a smooth road. This continuously happens. Her radio started busting out loud. I think it just started playing by itself. Wow. Next experience. While using my password username for a government page, I can't log in. I tried different computers in different locations with different password and usernames, got help from experts, and everybody was able to log in with their password, but I could not. Next situation. A reputable business I'm involved with does not answer my emails. Someone else contacted them on my behalf, and they also did not get a reply, either by email or phone. And then her next experience, and she has this in quotes, people continue throwing their change on the floor in W Mart. I gladly pick it up. And
wow.
she's got one more. At a local taco stand, she gets Wi-Fi, but Ron's website is blocked. What do you think of that, Ron?
Wow.
Yeah, she said it's weird. It's weird. Very paranormal.
Yeah. Wow. I don't have anything to say.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's just she's sharing paranormal. I mean, I think if we all really take the time to think about something strange that doesn't make sense, it's just these things that don't make sense, there's a reason. And now you know you're not alone. Other people are sharing these things. You can, too, if you want to let Ron know something strange that happened to you that just made no sense, did not compute, or it just should not have happened the way it happened. Here's another thing, Ron. Someone just sent about a shadow body. While I was sleeping, I had something jump in my body through my left side, like through a shape-shifting being. It was a being in human form, and when I looked at it, I could see its whole shadow body transform into a werewolf and jump in me, and physically felt it. I was wondering what it was, but it was definitely interesting. Oh, my. Werewolf.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you, listeners. That took some courage to send in because, I mean, how did you go back to sleep after that? But you can't just go around telling anybody these things. So it's good to have this program, this show with Ron. Can share these things with him. Someone sent in a clone movie suggestion. It's called Solaris, and it stars George Clooney. It shows what different people do with their clones. Hmm. Have you seen that one, Ron?
Do you say Polaris with a P? Or
Solaris.
Polaris.
I think there's even a car out called Solaris, yeah. Like solar.
Yeah, I have heard of that, but I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to look it up, check it out.
Yeah, see, that's why we're going to add these nice suggestions to a list. So when we want to check these things out, we have a list to refer to. And then, of course, we'll be happy to share the list with the listeners when they ask for it.
That'd be wonderful. Yes, that's a great thing to do. Wow. Thank you, Kathy.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll just add to the list we already have. Okay. So another listener a while back did send this kind of interesting thing worth noting on Paranormal Night. And she found an article of a mother who went shopping with her toddler in one of the big stores. And her toddler was dressed in bright green, neon green polo shirt and neon green and black plaid shorts. And the toddler has, just to describe it, has strawberry blonde hair. Well, while she turned the corner in the aisle, she stopped because she saw a man sitting down on a bench ahead of them waiting for some service, and he was wearing the exact same outfit as her toddler, only, you know, he's older. And he had strawberry blonde hair, and he had the same round head as her toddler. So she stopped and took a picture of it, and she submitted it to a social network and said, and wrote on it that, this must be what my son is going to look like in 70 years. And I looked at the photo closely, and they are wearing the exact same outfit. And so the article says, people are saying this photo a mom took of her son at this store proves time travel is real.
Yeah, they had somebody on YouTube, I think. Well, it had to be YouTube, I think, where a person was fixing his drain or something at his sink, and he went underneath there, and he went into a tunnel, and ended up coming out to where his future self was. I don't know. I'll just say maybe the person was 40, 50 years older than he was. And they looked kind of similar, but the key was they both had the same tattoo on their right arm. And they both had no hair, so they're like, you know, chrome domes, you know? And that was quite interesting. And he was real happy about meeting his future self. So anyway, that's just one of those things, you know? So quite interesting. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wants to let you know that they're still in retrograde timeline crash. And they have hang-ups with their computers, travel so forth. I have cleared the planet cording. I'm not sure what that doesn't really make sense to me. Does it make sense to you, Ron? I think they're talking about a previous show where you did, maybe because you're going to do the planet clearing, and maybe they're thinking that their computer will, I don't know. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense the way it was written. And if you're listening, listener, could you please resubmit that? That did sound kind of fascinating. And someone just said that the Netflix had, they were watching Netflix, and it had time travel on it. And someone's asking you if, she says, my friend is often sick. Do you think it's an alien entity or timeline? And could you be able to tell?
Well, it's hard to tell. Being sick, you're naturally going to be on lots of timelines, so you want to, you know, understand that you want to get off those timelines. So that's the main thing. Remember, whatever you're dealing with, you're on timelines. I want to do that clearing for people right now, that healing where you're going to get your body with your energetic magnetic energies in your body, whatever way you want to look at that, so you're going to feel better. So here we go, everybody. So I'm going to be tilting you forward, Let's say from 12 o'clock where you normally would be, then you go to, say, 3 and 6 and 9 and 12 again. So you're going to be doing a flip forward. So just kind of take note how you're feeling. So here we go. Moving forward. Here we go. Okay, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock and going to 9 o'clock. So your head's pointing behind you now, parallel with the ground, and 12 o'clock. And just kind of maybe shake your body a little bit, see how you're feeling. Okay. And now we're going to go the other direction. And going back. So we're going back now to 9 o'clock. Doing this now. And 12 o'clock. And 3 o'clock. And now you're upright. So, we'll just see if we have any comments on that. I can do it again maybe in about 15 minutes, let you integrate. So, do let us know how you're feeling. So back to me, back to you.
In the meantime, maybe you can answer some questions, Ron. One of the listeners who's going to be on the New Year's Intentions call tomorrow was planning to bring her cat. And she was wondering if that was going to work out.
Yeah, no problem with the cat.
Okay, so just in general, people can bring their animals because it says that right on the email anyway. But I think she's asking because her cat's not feeling well. Someone wanted to know if you could repeat what the movie said that you suggested. Not Westworld, but the other one. So you
live.
Suggested They Live and Travelers.
Travelers, yeah.
Okay, so that it was They Live, and the other one was Travelers that had the 12 episodes. And again, listeners, if you can recommend anything you saw in 2016, we can add it to the list. Okay, so let's hear how everyone's doing about the upside flip forward and back clearing Ron just did. I can kind of feel it in my head here. So someone wrote in that the headache they had prior to the entity call you did today, Ron, the teleconference, really helped clear their head, and they're thanking you for that. And so that was the entity call Ron had prior to the program today. Next question, messing with my brain. Ron, I felt attacked this morning through the back of my head, my brain, and in my emotional body. I had a lot of rage come up and felt like I was in an alternate reality. I have cut the cords. Which one of the sample clearings can you recommend would help? What can I do for myself? Over to you, Ron.
Do the free clearings first of all. Then remember
your... free clearings?
Do the freeze, and then do the natal barcode, because that sets you up in this lifetime for situations. So remember, if you didn't have the planets and stars and aliens attacking you or working with you or whatever, but they're more than likely connected to your natal barcode. If that wasn't there, what would happen to you? You know, you probably would have a pretty decent life, I would think, because they don't give you an ending point. They could be attacking you because maybe you have death barcodes on you, and they want to take you out so that you're no longer here because they want to recycle you. That's another way of looking at it. Anyway, it gets to be, there's a lot of clearings on the website to do. So if anybody else has any suggestions, but, anything that deals with aliens, I'm sure that you already did your emotional whole lifetime clearing. If you have not, then that's where you begin. Do that one first. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for the answer, and I hope that helps. Let's see. Someone's responding to the clearing you just did. She's saying I feel a little lightheaded right now. I wonder if others are feeling that way, too. I'm feeling a little flushed in the head, and I'm in a cold office.
Yeah. Let me just do that again now. So let's go forward. And here we go. I'm going to do a somersault. Oh, here we go. Going to 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and now you're straight up. But then kind of move your body a little bit here. Now we're going to go backwards here. And here we go. Going back to 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And now you're straight up. So I'll just see if that helps. We'll see if anybody felt a different change by doing it the second time. Wanted to maybe let us know again, that'd be great. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I definitely felt that, but I'm going to hang on here. I'll just go read the emails upside down. Oh, gosh. Well, someone's asking you, Ron, if their New Year's intentions list has too much on it. She has 42 items.
That's good. Then just find out which ones seem to work. I mean, you only want to put in one per month. You won't know which one you want to use until the call starts, and you might only find that maybe there's only 5 on that list that you want to do. Oh. You know, what I suggest that you do is when you make your list, you know, leave a space to the left of it. And then when you find out what month that is going to relate to, then just, you know, put that month next to that line of what your manifestation is. Back to you.
Okay, someone sent in I think they were following up on my request to clarify what they were talking about for their computer. So they were talking about, if this is the same thing, I think it is, they were talking about they were doing a Be Here Now clearing for their computer. Apparently, it was on another timeline, thanks to Mercury in retrograde. But I have timeline crashed and planet cording removal and harmonic frequency clearing for this confusion going on. And now, my life is smooth sailing. That's very nice. Someone else wrote that they were called upon at a meeting to give a report unexpectedly in a crowd. They had to stand up in front of an audience and give a report. Was not problem finding the words, but normally they would have been frozen in fear speaking in public. However, this time, suddenly, it was not a problem. And they're thinking maybe that the clearings had something to do with it. That's pretty nice.
Now that and psychic attacks would also could be released from you as you do clearings, too.
Oh, you mean they might have had not been suffering from psychic attacks?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, because people can relate to you with all your emotional stuff. And so you could feel intimidated, and maybe your body energy could shut down because you haven't done the emotional clearing or other clearings, and people will relate to that. They'll know that. So they'll relate to you on an emotional level. So all of a sudden you get all these emotions flooding into you for the people talking or that you're talking to, because they're, you know, relating their situations with you. And all of a sudden, you have troubles. Oh, the emotional clearing is better if you're going to join speakers, speaking to, you know, people. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. Ron, apparently, VBS has notified us that there's a caller on the line, and they have a quick question. So, caller, please go ahead and state your question for Ron.
Yes, I got a question. With regards to timelines, I noticed that a few of us have been talking about what we've been seeing is very odd, and that is that when we lay something down and we know we just turn our back, and then it's not there, and then we're looking for it, and it appears days later. What's happening with regards to that?
Oh, okay. First thing, thank you. That's a great question. So the I like the way you presented that question because it's very concise. So the first thing is that you're abducted every 10 minutes. So you may know that, you may not. But every 10 minutes, you are a different you. Now, sometimes, this is why I've told people off and on, maybe at the expos, to always request a smarter clone if you don't feel like you got your stuff together, you know? Maybe you're trying to do something, you go, man, I know all these answers, and I could type yesterday, I just can't type today, or whatever. My energy is not flowing right, or I don't have the information that I used to have. Well, they just gave me a dumb clone. Remember, the aliens don't care what they give you, because they're going to get the emotional energy anyway. So then you request, say, hey, I got a dumb clone with me, and I want a smarter one. So then the next 10 minutes comes about, and it could be sooner than that, but it will be within that 10 minutes of time. Then you get a smarter clone. So what happens is you're abducted every 10 minutes. So the first 10 minutes, maybe you had your keys laying on the counter, and then they somehow took you, and you grabbed your keys instantly because, that's what happened, or you had them in your pocket, and you left them up in some Beyondo space that looks like it is here. And you don't know about that, but you're out there living on another timeline. So you put your keys down. And now the 10-minute cycle comes, and you didn't put the keys in your pocket. So you come back here, and you don't have your keys. Eventually, if you squawk mm-hmm. enough about it, because people normally do, they go, man, I know I put them over here, and they're not there. Well, one of the alien groups that have you every 10 minutes will go, aha, yeah, it's over there in the Beyondo, 2 days ago, we maybe had you, and that's where the keys are. Then they'll abduct you to where the keys are. You'll get the keys, and it might be when mm-hmm. you're sleeping, and you're going to put them down to where you normally would have them, and lo and behold, you wake up, and there they are, and you go, oh, man, they weren't there for 2 days, and now they're here. What's going on? So that's what happens is you left your whatever it is on another timeline that the aliens created for you, and you still could be living there. And you just need to bring them back here. So if you specify that, things may happen, great for you. Other than that, if you don't squawk, they could be there forever. So, you might even, I don't know how that works with money. If you lost any money, like on the street, and it's still on some street someplace, I'll just fill this out. Maybe you had a $100 bill in your pocket for some reason, and you reached in to maybe get your keys out and it fell out. And, maybe somebody else got it. Well, it's possible that, lucky find for them. But it's possible maybe they might have some compassion for you. I don't want to use that word too easily here, but maybe they have some compassion. They go, oh, man, this person worked really well for us for 10 minutes. They did everything that we needed them to do because the program worked great. And we feel sorry for them, so what we're going to do is take them back to where they got the $100 bill out of their pocket, and we're going to have them put it back into their pocket again, and we'll bring them back here. And, 2 weeks later, you put on your pair of pants that you wore that day or whatever you had on or your purse or something, and all of a sudden you reach into your pocket, we'll say, and, well, man, what's this? A $100 bill? Well, wasn't there before, but now it's in my pocket. Well, the aliens helped you out. Mm. So That can't happen. You all know that you've lost something, and you looked all over heck for it, and or maybe you put a coat on that you had 2 months earlier, and you didn't know you had money in the pocket. Maybe you didn't have any money, and you reach into your pocket and you got money there, and you go, wow, that's really crazy. Well, I don't recall that at all, but I got the $20 that I lost because they maybe had you wear that same coat. If they abducted you and they put you back into time, they do anything they want to you. So always look at the abductions, even though it's a very negative thing that they should not be doing. But take the other effect of, like, yeah, I want them to give me something, And if I lost something, bring me back into the past. And I want to get that, regained. I want to go to that time frame, because they have all that information on their timelines. They keep records of that. You've heard of Akashic Records. That's the alien events that's happened to you throughout your lifetimes.
Okay.
So look at that and see what you can do. But, yeah, losing something, it's just out on a timeline, and it very possibly could come back to you. So back to you.
Okay. I got one question, a quick question.
Yes.
Yeah. How do we sign up for you for tomorrow? Because we've been having trouble getting through to your through PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal's having some problems, or there's some weird stuff going on. Some people got the code, some people didn't. I have no clue. But if you want to get on, I just maybe send it to CLS Questions, and Kathy will send the codes out. And then when I do have, when PayPal does get running, which hopefully will be within a day or two, you can just go in and pay for it. So I'll use the honor system for that.
Well, we still, so how will we get the code? The number I can call you, I can give you the credit card over the phone and pay for it that way. Is there a number I can call?
No, they're going to fix the PayPal. They're going to fix the PayPal. In the meantime, Ron's honoring your request by having the code sent to you tonight. So if you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com right now and tomorrow, or tomorrow, I'll send it to you right away.
Okay. So with the email?
Yes. Just your email, and we'll write back.
I'm sorry, but your email. Who your email?
clsquestions@yahoo.com.
clsquestions@yahoo.com.
clsquestions@yahoo.
Oh, at yahoo.com. Gotcha. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Ron, well, it's nice to have some callers. If we can go back to the inbox, unless you have anything else you want to add.
Oh, just know that, you know, you do have some control with the aliens because, you know, they do recognize your problems. And like I said, they don't probably care what they're doing to you, but, you know, you may be able to accent and get something going on with you that could help you just by, you know, specifying that you need help with a different, you know, remember, every 10 minutes is going to happen. So if you don't get it the first 10 minutes, then go to the next 10 minutes. And eventually you may have a nice result where you may have something that you would like to have happen to you. Remember, you can work them like they work you. And remember, they'd probably like you to be in a lot of joy and happiness, jumping up and down, you know, rather than being sad, because you don't want to be sad over it. But, you know, they're going to steal your energy either way. But hopefully that, you know, helps you out somewhat. And we'll just see if anybody out there has, maybe in the past, they felt like, man, I got this clone of me that's, like, awful. And remember, if the clone is your body, they just cloned, replicated you. And so you said, okay, wait a minute, this one's not working for me. Adios, amigos, I want a new one. And the next race gets you, and whoever gets you, then all of a sudden you go, man, I feel like I got a new lease on life. So if you've had something like that happen, let us know. It definitely is the way to work the aliens. They don't care. Remember, they just don't care because they're still going to steal energy from you anyway, so you might as well be able to control it somewhat. So back to you.
So, Ron, are you saying we can ask the aliens, we want a new you? I want a new me?
Yeah, because you will be new each time. Every 10 minutes, it's a new you. So you might as well get the best one possible. You know, I don't know if they're going to de-age you. But, you know, more intelligent. So, anyway, that's what I would suggest doing. And we'll just see if anybody else has done that. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And we'll watch for listeners' comments on what happens when they ask for a different clone, and if they've had any strange, unexplained events happen to them like this caller did. And now back to the inbox. This person's asking about her timeline crashing. She wants to check with you, Ron. She's had a condition She's crashed her condition with the timeline, advanced timeline crash that you have, but she went all the way back month by month to 1999. And she's done tens of thousands of timeline crashes upside down and space-time for this condition. And she's just started crashing tangent timelines for previous timelines now. She also crashed for every accident, injury, and events throughout her life that she can think of. Then she had surgery and in July 2016, and she timeline crashed that and everything that was said about her condition and all doctor appointments afterwards. My goodness, she's really been through. And she's also done timeline crashes for curses, hexes, and spells and dark side practitioner for things said or written about her condition. She also used your online clearing, natal barcode removal, and alien keyword intercept for those same words. Now, she says her condition has improved a lot thanks to all the clearings and the light beams and the teleconferences. So she wants to know if she's done enough timeline crashing.
It feels like it, boy. It does feel like it.
Okay, something's come up. She has something came up in the lymph area, and she did do healings for that. And she has here, Ron, a list of the healings she's done. It's pretty long. I'd say probably about 30 here. And so she wants to know if you have any other advice she can do to get rid of that lymph situation.
Let's see here.
It's on the right side of her chest, if you can happen to zero in on it for any reason to help her.
Let me see if I can get something before the show's over.
Okay, we'll get back to you. Can just cut me off if you see anything. So we'll get back to that healing journey for this woman who's done so much on the online and with Ron for a long time, so much timeline crashing. In the meantime, some comments have come in, Ron, for paranormal. She says that she feels that when she walks around, no one sees her or hears her. And someone else is recommending a movie called The Signal. Another paranormal experience. This woman lost a large pendant while she was in the car driving. She looked all over the car, couldn't find it. This was 2 months ago. Then she opened the car door a couple days ago, and there it was next to the driver's seat, very visible. Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Nail on the head, yeah. They must have had some kind of compassion, you know. Maybe you felt sad, and maybe some of the aliens go, well, maybe it's around an alien head, you know. Maybe they wanted the pendant, you know. You know, maybe they had a date, and they wanted to wear your pendant. And now they... Oh, boy. I won't go into that.
Yeah, I think that reappearing items, that's probably a good thing. Anybody have reappearing items? So thank you for sending those. I'm glad you got your pendant back. Thank you for sending those suggestions and the movie in and all that. And we will, if I can't get to any more suggestions, we're going to save them for the next paranormal call on Friday the 13th. 2017. Okay, so let's see. The next paranormal show. So some people are still requesting some codes for the pin call, so we'll get those out to you after the program. And someone reported how they're feeling now since you did the healing, Ron, where you did aligned us electromagnetically with the planet, energetically. And she says that she feels like this. We did the in and out or twisted body healing. So yeah. thank you for that, sharing that. I kind of felt like that too, like I was twisted a little bit.
Okay, what I'm picking up with the lady, I believe it was a lady with a lymphatic problem, it feels like if you did some type of clearing for water, cells receiving water, maybe you have some kind of blockage there on the cells receiving water. That's what it looks like to me. So the cells are not working properly. So I don't know what clearing to do, but it feels like it's water-related. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, do you mean it's sort of like a hydration? Cells aren't getting hydrated?
Yeah, the cells aren't being hydrated, and or maybe the cells blocking water because your lymphatic system needs water to have it work. So that's what I'm picking up. So I would try that just to see something to do with water and follow that with some of the clearings. Which ones I don't know to tell you to do, but try that, and it may work fine. So what I want to do is take you in and out again or flip you over, everybody. Oh, here we go. Going forward again, front flip. So I'll just count to 10 to do it completely for one revolution. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just kind of shake your body a little bit, wiggle. And then maybe all the little cells in your body, will say molecules, et cetera, are not being realigned magnetically. Now we're going to go backwards. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And just see how you are feeling now. So back to you, Kathy. Maybe we can get somebody to comment. That'd be great.
Yes, well, I'm with this person. They're saying it's easy to feel upside down. They thought they wouldn't notice, but they tried to get their bearings when you suggested walk around and shake up a little bit, and they felt they were upside down. Wow.
We'll
not very often do we feel upside down.
Oh. What could have happened was the aliens could have abducted you in that time frame. Oh, I could have brought you to, say, the upside down position where your head's going straight down, and an alien race just abducted you for that 10-minute cycle, and they put you in upside down. If you still feel that way, I'll turn you halfway up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So that's great. Thank you. That's wonderful. Now you know what can happen to you. Remember, if you feel funky, you got to complain about it. Oh, it may not be on this program, but, you know, like I said, if you feel something's going on that doesn't feel right, then, you know, definitely go with those aliens. You've made a mistake here. Fix me up, you know? So back to you.
Good suggestion, everyone. Take note. You can regain yourself. You can get restored. Just ask. Okay. So, Ron, another listener has kindly offered a suggestion to the listener who did a lot of timeline crashes and has come up with a recent lymph situation condition for the lymph node, and they're suggesting to you, listener, the harmonic frequency clearing with this in specific incident. So maybe put the words your condition in specific incident and harmonic frequency. What do you think, Ron?
That sounds very good to me. Yes. Uh huh.
Thanks. Nice. Listeners share. Okay. Someone just sent in a comment about lost things. She writes, I have lost things, and right before losing them have thought, I better hold on to this. And then, knowing that I'm really holding on to the item and know for sure I have it, it is still gone. It disappears. The last one was a notebook, and I know for sure where I had it in my bag. There's nowhere else, and it got lost, and it still has not come back. So, she's missing that. Maybe she needs to ask for it back.
Ask for it back. And scrutinize your bag. Maybe the bag that they created for you is not the same bank that you had when you lost that notebook, okay? They may have copied and pasted your bank. So let's just say that your bank had, some kind of writing on it, maybe on the inside or outside, or maybe you happen to put $2 into your bag for coffee for an emergency or something, in a little secret pocket or something. So go look at it, and maybe it's not there, your little stash of money. Maybe it looks a little different. Maybe it looks like it's cleaner. So you got the wrong bag. So go back and say, hey, guys, 4 days ago I had my bag. Who is responsible for messing this up for me? And I want my other bag back. Now when you go to sleep, they'll probably take you, as they normally do. They'll bring you to that same timeline, and you will bring your bag back here. So we'll see what happens from comments. So if you have that experience, then definitely let us know. This would be very good, because I'm sure that, let's say you're having a test in school and you're worried. Well, they're going to give you a worry wart clone, because you're worried about passing the test. And every 10 seconds, they'll give you one that might be worse than the other. And maybe what you've learned initially a week ago, it's not even in that consciousness of that clone, because they gave you a worry wart type of alien clone replica of you, and it forgot the information. So you need to always ask for a smarter clone. And this is going to sound weird to some of you if you're brand new listeners, but try it. Especially if you have problems doing something. You go, man, I just can't do this. And ask for one clone that's smarter, and you may get one that just has the cutting edge that you never had before. So we'll see. I want to see what kind of comments we get. So this is your homework, everybody. Remember, they're cloning you out anyway, so you might as well take advantage of having this energy with you. So definitely, let us know how this is working for you. It might be, very good to help you out. You never know. So back to you.
Yeah, we could ask for help with all the situations and conditions we are enduring. Why endure it? Ask for help to get out of it. All right, so just a reminder before the show ends, that tomorrow is going to be the New Year's Plant Your Seeds of Intentions call, and you can have water activated, so you'll want to get some water prepared. The time is going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. It is a four-hour call at least. Ron suggests you call in 10 minutes early. And pets, plants, and garden are also invited to attend, and you can attend as an absentee if you let Ron know. So Ron has announced a couple of times that there's a glitch with the PayPal payment system, and he's going to switch over to the honor system to send you your PIN number and access code so that you can be on the call tomorrow. Just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com if you haven't already, and someone will be glad to send you over the information that you need, the numbers and the access code. And then when the glitch is fixed, you can pay later. So join us tomorrow for Saturday, January 7th, 2017, for the special New Year's event to feel the New Year's, plant your seeds of intentions for the new year. Okay, Ron, so it's 3 after. Is there anything else we need to discuss, or do you want me to go back to the inbox?
Why don't you go to the inbox? We got maybe 3 minutes to go here, then we'll do the mind to heart drop. So.
Okay. There's some questions here about some movies you mentioned, and so I'm going to just kind of hold them until, and some people's suggestions, I'm going to hold them until next Friday, and the next co-host on that Friday show can discuss them. But a paranormal situation. someone saying that they can see dinosaurs. They see the dinosaurs running in front of their apartment out, and sometimes look into their window. And they use the location space clearing that you have online, and it helps so they don't look into the window, but they are still running in front of their apartment. It seems like that's their main road right by their place. Could Ron tell me his opinion?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of clearings since September. And the clearings that we've been doing has taken away the veils. So you're able to probably see more. You may even notice that, yeah, you feel smarter now than what you did, say, 6 months ago. And the energies that you're responding to now, all that mind control, the patterns that go with that, the block information. On YouTube, you know, when you hear things about the, what do they call it, the fake news, well, guess what? And that's probably what we're getting rid of is the stuff so people can actually see and hear more. So the fake news that was out there, that's the a way for you not to integrate or listen to something or, you know, before you were bamboozled, now that energy is having, the truth is coming out. So this is what's happening. So another way of stating this here is that those veils of false information, et cetera, is now falling apart, and you're able to see through the cracks. You're able to see more of the truth. So that's a way to look at it. And you may be seeing the dinosaurs could actually be there. So you're seeing in another say dimension, if you want to use that term, and they're actually there, and you're able to see them. So remember, you're just seeing through the veils of consciousness. It's like some people are more psychic than others. We'll just use that term. So you're able to have more ability for that. Oh, that's what I would say. So, yeah, it's going to get better now. Just after doing your backflips here and stuff, you're going to be able to have more information coming to you. So let's do the Mind of Heart drop, everybody. And please send us your paranormal stuff in the movies. And how you felt about having your body flipped over for the magnetic energies inside of you to get realigned properly. So here we go. Mind of Heart drops. You must command your spirit to have this process work for you. So here we go. Well, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you, everybody. Hope you're feeling great. And, you know, like I said, as for a smart clown, it may only take 10 minutes. And you're going to be a genius. So we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you.